It's MKF. I'm delighted to be joined this afternoon by Meena Chanda, founder and producer of the MK STEM Awards and CEO of Events Together. Meena, how are you?
I'm fine, James. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. Tell us a little bit about the MK STEM Awards then, the story behind it. How has this come about?
Sure. So it's now in its second year, and I produced it this year following a lot of work that I do around diversity and inclusion in the workplace. So I wanted to bring diversity and inclusion into STEM because I think that the South Midlands area, so Milton Keynes and the surrounding areas, are quite prominent in terms of their offering in terms of STEM, so science, technology, engineering and maths. So I wanted to really recognise these outstanding achievements of various STEM industries and organisations that are flourishing in Milton Keynes and the surrounding areas today. And by bringing the STEM community together just under one roof, I think was really important because I think collectively we can really celebrate and really acknowledge the incredible work being done by individuals, by educational providers and teams and industries across the region. So really it's about bringing together a diverse audience and really being inclusive in terms of advertising it or acknowledging that it's more than industry. It's about education, it's about students, it's about pupils, it's about tomorrow's generation, and just linking up that gap that I feel needs to be linked up.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to hear that the first event was such a success, and it's back in March of next year, is that right?
Yes, it's March next year, and the inaugural one was this year in February, so it's just a year later.
Fantastic. Tell us about your history then, your story. Have you always worked in STEM?
I haven't actually, and this is quite weird because I'm an events organizer, so I manage and I produce international events and exhibitions, so literally around the globe. But I do have a heart for diversity and inclusion, and this came off the back of a close friend of mine who opened up to me about their journey being in the LGBT community. So I've done a lot of work around diversity and inclusion. So I kind of put my D&I hat on, my event hat on, and created a very inclusive STEM event. So although I'm not engaged in STEM as in a career, as in I'm not a scientist or an engineer or a mathematician or any stretch of the imagination, but I do produce STEM events. So I've been involved with Europe's largest tech show, for example. I led the operations for that.
Nice.
So, that's my link with STEM.
Fantastic. Now, presumably, Milton Keynes is a very tech-centred city. These awards are perfect for Milton Keynes, right?
Absolutely. There's so much happening in terms of tech and innovation and STEM as a whole. But we can't always label STEM as tech, because there is science, there is technology, there is medicine, engineering, there's manufacturing, there's construction, there's education. So STEM is quite a broad subject. So we label STEM as tech, but it's more than just tech.
I was going to ask you to mention some of the categories, but I feel like you've already reeled off a number of different sectors that this appeals to.
Absolutely. So you've got things like, advancing women's careers, so you could be an ally or you could be a woman advancing your own career, or an ally advancing a woman's career, for example. You could be a male advancing a woman's career, or a woman advancing your own career as a woman, or other women's careers in STEM. Education excellence. So, people who are education providers, qualification providers, universities, colleges, schools who are doing great things in STEM can also apply. And students, you could be it's anything from your five-year-old to your CEO and anything in between.
Amazing.
Startups, AI, ambassadors, STEM ambassadors. I think it's really important to recognise the ambassadors that are out there who are shining a spotlight on other people.
Absolutely. People can enter for this now, can't they? What's the process for entering?
So they have to go into the website events together or events-together.co.uk/ MKSTEM-event. But if you just type in MKSTEM Awards 2025, you should come up with events together page, which will direct to the website. And all the information is on there, as in the categories, who's eligible, how to enter, and the whole portal as well. I've kept the nomination one step, so you don't have to, go through various different steps to enter. Then it's a one stage entry, and I've tried to keep the form as simple as possible, mm-hmm. but still competitive, in terms of they still have to show what they're doing in STEM and how it's impacting them or an organization or a community initiative, you know, what their learnings are, but also think about how they would improve for next time,
sure.
or in the future, so future learnings as well, because I think it's quite good for them to reflect on future learnings as well.
Totally. So that web address again, if you want to get entered for the MKSTEM Awards, events-together.co.uk is the place to go. And I believe you're looking for sponsors as well, Mina.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking for sponsors to help support this initiative. Absolutely. There are 14 different categories to sponsor, for example, and there are various other partnership opportunities, collaborative opportunities. But I'm actually also looking for those companies that can help support non-for-profits or, you know, state-funded schools that could sponsor their ticket if they're a finalist, for example. I think that's quite, because a lot of non-for-profits really want to enter and state-funded schools, but budget, as we know, is a little bit tough for those sort of organisations. So, with me being so passionate about D&I, I really want this to make it accessible for everybody. So if, you know, there's a sponsor out there that could sponsor like a table, for example, of four non-for-profit entries, that would be really great.
Fantastic. So do reach out if you are interested in sponsoring the awards as well. Some key dates then. Final submission for entries is the 29th of November. So you've got a couple of weeks, but I guess, Mina, you're urging people to do it like this week or next week, so then it's done and sorted and you're entered.
Absolutely. And as I said, it's a one-stage entry, so it shouldn't take them long. And yes, closing date is the 29th of November. So you've got, you know, 2-3 weeks yet. So it's still, you know, enough time for you to think about your entry and submit it. So all I can say is that this year was so successful, and everybody who came to the event said, wow, what an initiative and how positive that is for Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
And those unsung heroes that came to the event have all said that it's amplified them just being a finalist. And those winners have gone on to win other awards. So, you know, it's a bit like a launch pad for them.
Yeah.
And you never know who you might meet and what conversation you might have with whoever you're sitting with on your table. So it's about networking for the future as well.
Absolutely. That's in terms of the awards night itself, happening on the 4th of March of next year. And we're very excited for it. Get an entry in for the Milton Keynes STEM Awards. Mina Chanda is founder and producer of the awards. Mina, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time and good luck with this year's awards.
Thank you so much. Take care.